T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, welcome in. 7-3 the final. It is time to transition now to the G-Bag Nation. We're going to chat with Wolchuk a little bit, though. Broadus, how's that sound to you?
Awesome.
Well, the Rangers were not shut out. That's awesome, I guess.
Yeah.
But they did lose the series, to be expected. They got a rare win down there last night. They came out and got hit around pretty good today, though, Wolchuk. I guess our guy Cole Reagan's one of our new favorites in the nation. He just didn't have it.
I'd say the command, the placement wasn't quite there. You know, what Woody said afterwards, he definitely battled it. I thought that he did do a good job of working out of some tough spots there, but certainly a learning experience. You can't leave pitches high up in the zone like he was doing against a lineup and against guys like Alex Bregman, who are perennial all-stars, World Series champions. You're asking yourself to get pelted. And he absolutely did, gave up those two homers. But all in all, 4 1/3, just the second career start. I think there's still some positives that Cole Reagans can take away, but not his best outing, certainly. And he just needs to get the location, I think, for him will be his biggest challenge moving forward.
Is Valdez their best pitcher?
Right now, it's still Justin Verlander.
Like 24, 25 consecutive quality starts, which I think DeGrom was the one that holds the record on that.
So DeGrom does hold the record. I think he did that, in 2019? So Fromber's creeping up to it. And I think the Rangers had some opportunities today. I know, Gavin, you like to ask, what was the turning point?
Third inning.
It was the third inning, bases loaded. Jonah Heim flies out. Yeah. And the Rangers missed a golden opportunity there, I thought, to get to Fromber Valdez early. You know, they got his pitch count up. I think he had 28 pitches there in the third inning. And afterwards, he seemed like he really settled in. But that was their moment to really capitalize off of a good piece of hitting, really showing some good patience at the plate. But you could make a case Fromber is. I still think it's Justin Verlander, but that's just how good the Astros are right now. When you're arguing between who's your best pitcher, is it Fromber Valdez or Justin Verlander? Gosh, I think as Ranger fans, we wish we were having that debate.
Semien hit his, 17th?
Yes.
This is awesome, man. What's up with this guy? I'm just going to start slow for 2 months and then go out and hit 30 bombs? Is that what we're heading for?
Look, I tried to tell during extra inning segments, man, and you guys know this, the first month of the season, all we did was get texts from a disgruntled fan base about, wow, what a terrible signing. This guy's a bust. And look, there's a lot that goes into this when you're moving. And Broadus, you know this from having lived in the NFL side, and I know you worked with the pro side with the Cowboys, and you're signing veteran free agents in the offseason. And there's a lot of things. I know we view these players and it's kind of robots, but there's a human element to this. And when you sign a max deal and you're moving your family and your kids and trying to get them enrolled in school districts and you're trying to find a new home, there are other things off the field that come into play and might, you know, start to impact how you do perform. And I think there was somewhat of a, let me get settled in here for Marcus Semien. But ever since the middle of May, he's performed like one of the best second basemen in all of baseball. His offensive numbers are up there among some of the best players in the bigs, and this is the type of hitter that the Rangers gave all that money to. 17 homers. I know, Gavin, you made the comment off air. Man, he might still end up finishing with about 30 dingers by the time the season's over, and I do think that he will. And I tried to caution Tolos about this. By the end of the season, I get it. First 6 weeks were bad. But when we look up and 162 of these things are done, he's still going to end up putting up a pretty good year.
Yeah, I'm putting on a hell of a show right now. Okay, final question. What happened with this meltdown between Bassick and Sandler earlier?
So, Mike has an old school perspective where he didn't like the balk yesterday. So Jonathan Hernandez in extra innings, the Rangers score 5 runs in the top of the 10th. They get up 8-3. And Jonathan Hernandez, you have the zombie runner on second in the bottom of the 10th. It ended up being Alex Bregman. Now the Rangers feel as though the grand slam that Martin Perez gave up in the first game of this series, Alex Bregman might have had a part in that by tipping off maybe the location of the pitch to Aledmys Diaz. Now, Jonathan Hernandez and the Rangers just decided, we're not going to deal with this. We're not going to risk it. There's no need. We're up 5 runs. So they go ahead and intentionally balk Bregman, move him over to third. So there's no risk of sign stealing, no risk of location stealing. Jared thinks it's a brilliant move. Other teams like the Dodgers and Rays have done this in the past. Even when it's not a 5-run lead, it's just a 2-run lead in extra innings. Mike feels no. Other teams are going to take advantage of this. It's soft. If you want to send a message, throw it a guy's bleeping head.
He is a baseball genius and a member of the GBAC Nation, Zach Wolchuk, pre- and post-game shows of the Rangers whenever Nadal is out. Thank you so much, Zach. Great work.
Hey, I appreciate you, fellas.
There he goes, Zach Wolchuk, into the afternoon Rangers fan. It is time now to kick off the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Have a big 5 o'clock hour coming up and some great Cowboys content. That's right where we're going to start right here. We got about 7 or 8 minutes to kick around what happened at today's scrimmage. Of course, Lucius Alexander is stepping into his saddle in the Pimp Cup over there. Carter Freeman's coordinating your video. But the Cowboys were in Denver today, Brian, and from what I could tell watching the stream and looking on Twitter, they got whooped.
Yeah, they got beat up a little bit today, and really no excuse for that because the head coach talks about physicality, he talks about grit, he talks about a lot of different things that, you know, that people question about his team. The lack of toughness, they made a big point to try and bring players in that they felt like were tough-minded. Mm. And, you know, they've got some issues. They've got some issues with their offensive line. They've got some issues with some of their backup players.
Does Tyron being out, does the heat, the elevation, is there a legitimate excuse? I mean, the Broncos were scoring a lot, and the Cowboys got in the end zone, what, once?
Yeah, you know what? It was one of those things where, as I was watching it, I was trying to just – and DallasCowboys.com, it's one of those things where you're getting a lot of tight – shots, so it's really center guard play, and then they try and widen out a little bit as the play's going on. So you can't see if guys are getting beat initially. It just looked like to me they had a lot of problems, you know, at the offensive tackle spot. That's the thing. I mean, going in, it was going to be what's going on at right tackle. I just kind of feel like, you know, that's the main. I think they're going to get the left guard thing squared up. I know on the broadcast today, you know, the guys, Nick Eatman, Rob Phillips, those guys, Isaiah Stanback, they were all wondering why that we haven't seen Tyler Smith just immediately plug and play at left guard. And they don't have answers, and they're in the building every day.
Well, maybe the offense, maybe the coaches are of the mind, like a lot of scouts were, that this guy's a project. And at least with McGovern, he has 3 years' experience.
Yeah, I've talked to a bunch of people about this, and they tell me that, listen, scouts were on board with the player. The head coach was on board with the player. Initially, the offensive line coaches weren't. Now, as we work our way through this, you know, these things can change.
Sure.
These attitudes can change. But we haven't seen it yet. We haven't seen them just say, and there's people that believe in the organization that they know that Tyron Smith is going to miss games. So they're going ahead and get McGovern as much work at guard as they can, even though he was a starter several games last year. But they want to get him as much work as they can. And then when Tyler Smith has to go play left tackle, it's not like that Connor McGovern is completely cold going in.
Well, you know, Tyler and Tyron in there, there's a much less chance you're going to get bullied. You know, I think you could say that. You could talk about the weather or the elevation. I think the bigger thing, though, is Denver's a tough matchup for the Cowboys. They know how to get after the Cowboys. And, you know, that played out once again. I think they've beaten the Cowboys the last 3 times they faced them in the regular season. And now, you know, maybe this is just a continuation. But, you know, I don't want to gloat here when the Cowboys fail, but I do want to ask the truckwreck.com fan texters who insist that this team can contend. Are you guys ready to accept that it's a rebuilding year yet? You know, I'm talking to you guys out there on the text that when I say, listen, they let three good players go. It was a team in decline for the second half of last year. They got pushed around by the 49ers and beaten by Jimmy Garoppolo at home. You know, these are all reasons to for the Cowboys to look in the mirror and say, we're not good enough to throw a bunch of money at this problem. We're not a good football team. That's why they've decided to take a step back. Instead of throwing money at a bad football team that only won the division because the division was garbage and had an inflated record because they've had the easiest schedules in the NFL because their division is so trash, they looked at that and had a good, objective moment of truth. And now I think as this thing gets started and the Cowboys were manhandled today in Denver, by the way, a Broncos team that might not make the playoffs.
Tough division they're in too, for sure. Yeah. But no, it was clearly there was some parts of it there where it was, I'm not saying, you know, Dak looked like he threw the ball well enough.
Yeah, he was a good point, wasn't he?
And he was a good point. CeeDee Lamb looked good. It was nice to see the rookie receiver get involved. Noah Brown had a couple of plays. It's just the part that scares you now is it's not the receivers. It's are you going to be able to run the football? Mm-hmm. Are you going to be able to find space? Are you going to be able to help Dak? And maybe it's not so much the offensive line. Maybe Ezekiel Elliott and those guys need Dak to play well, to create things. Because I don't know if the offensive line, we'll see what the physicality. But they got really no movement. They got no push. There was no space. You didn't feel like that there was, you know, there were guys coming off the ball, you know, hip to hip and getting that movement and then getting to a linebacker and then giving them some clear paths to run. But they're going to have to be better balanced. They just can't put all this on Dak. I just don't feel like that's the best way for them to play.
No, CD looked great. Micah Parsons looked great. Dak played pretty well. You know, but I don't know how many quarterbacks can play incredibly well and lead you into contention if you can't run the football.
Yeah.
And when last season ended, Brian, I said it so many times, I thought I was going to make myself sick. I'm sure I made you sick, but you trade up for a good offensive lineman or you take Linderbaum, and then you sign a good offensive lineman. And now we fixed our running game. And instead, they decided to draft a guy in the first round who nobody else would have taken in the first round. I guess they had one other team that was going to. But that's their plan to fix a running game. It's like they saw what happened last year and aren't terrified of the defenses running the same schemes and sort of handicapping Dak in the passing game by just sitting on the pass. They didn't see it like, oh my goodness, they're daring us to run and we can't run. We better fix the running game. They just doubled down. They think that the passing game and the combination of Dak and Kellen Moore and Mike McCarthy is going to spell success after watching it fail. In an epic and tragic way last year. I don't know how. I mean, I've never played football. I'll be honest with you. Touch football, a little bit of flag football. Dad bought a Thanksgiving game about 4 years ago. I was terrible. You know, I wasn't big enough, strong enough, fast enough, good enough to play the game of football. I shouldn't be outthinking an NFL football team. These guys can't be honest with themselves enough. You know, I gave him credit for looking in the mirror and saying, hey, we're not good enough. Let's not throw money at a bad football team. But they can't see that they needed to run the ball. So now we're just going to spin our wheels here and watch a frustrated passing game. And they're going to hand it off and watch the other team's front four destroy your offensive line and hit your running back in the backfield all season long. Oh, what another third and long. Surprise! Everybody paying attention that really, really wants it knows this team needed to be able to run the football. And they did very little to address that.
I don't think you have to have played the game to understand the issues that they have.
Yeah.
And it only helps the quarterback. He needs the balance.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it because he can do it if he has the balance.
And I don't even want to run it a lot. I just want the threat of it. Just make the defense respect it.
The ability to stay ahead of it and not allow the quarterback have to be put in a lot of third down situations and third and long. I just don't trust the right tackle. I never have. And I know today he showed fight afterwards, after the whistle and stuff. You know, good for him. But physically, he's a limited player. Yeah. He, you know, he's a guy that'll fight. That's what he'll do.
Better fight somebody after playing like
he's,
that.
But he's limited. And that's the issues that they're looking at right now.
You can never tell when the Cowboys are rebuilding because they never acknowledge it. But it happened from 2011 through 2013. And it's happening right now. It's fine. You know, we've seen another good draft or two, and they'll be back. There is a couple Tom Brady stories out. One you are well aware of that he stepped away. There's another story I'm going to use to talk about something that might trigger Dak homers like no story in the history of the show. And that is coming up next here on 105 Through the Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.